USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Israel-Hamas war is now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided the Gaza Strip's main hospital and said it's a targeted operation against Hamas. The U.S. confirmed yesterday that Hamas uses hospitals and tunnels underneath them to hide and hold hostages. U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. Reuters first reported the drone's downing. This marks the second interception by a U.S. Navy vessel in the area since the October attack of Hamas in Israel. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has expressed openness to a presidential run.
The Democrat, who recently announced he won't seek re-election to the Senate, told NBC News that he may jump in the presidential race.
Every American should consider, if they're in a position to help save the country, I think we're on the wrong course. So I will do everything possible. Now, there's a lot of good people out there. I hope I can motivate, and a lot of capable people, competent, that they've just given up. I said, don't give up. This is the best country in the world.
But he said his main goal is to unite the middle. When pressed, Manchin avoided specifying whether he would exclusively run as a third-party candidate. I'm John Schaefer.
Sephora has become the latest company to act against shoplifters nationwide. The company announcing that they'll be removing all perfumes and fragrances from their shelves. Instead, customers will have only sample bottles on display. And if they want to purchase something, they'll have to have an employee grab it from the back. Jimmy Kimmel is set to once again host the Oscars. Kimmel will host the 2024 ceremony, making his fourth time leading the award show. The 96th Oscars will be held on March 10th. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A magnitude 3.6 earthquake rattled northern Illinois and nearby states early this morning, prompting a 911 report about shaking homes. Quake centered about 6/10 of a mile south-southeast of Standard, Illinois, was felt in southeastern Iowa and northwest Indiana. According to Stack Data, Strategy's projections for a hypothetical 2024 presidential election, former President Donald Trump would defeat California Governor Gavin Newsom. The projections indicate Trump winning the Electoral College against Biden and Newsom performing even worse, losing four additional states to Trump. The New Hampshire presidential primary, traditionally the first in the nation, is scheduled for January 23, 2024, in defiance of President Biden and the Democratic National Committee's preference for South Carolina as the initial primary contest. New Hampshire Secretary of State David Scanlon contests the view that the Granite State is out of touch.
Using racial diversity as a cudgel in an attempt to rearrange the presidential nominating calendar is an ugly precedent.
New Hampshire has maintained its first in the nation primary status for more than a century. A Missouri library celebrating the return of the oldest ever overdue book. The St. Charles City County Library in St. Peter shared the news on Facebook. The Sandra Boynton book was checked out in 1993, highlighting their fine-free policy to encourage overdue returns. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.